Track 4, and more news. Former Tory MP joins Reform. Former Newton Abbott Conservative MP Anne-Marie Morris has joined Reform UK, it has been revealed. Miss Morris, who was once suspended for using racist language, represented Newton Abbott from 2010 to 2024 when her 17,500 majority was overturned by Liberal Democrat Martin Rigley. Now she will work on developing social care policy for Nigel Farage's right-wing party. She first had the Tory whip removed by the then Prime Minister, Theresa May, in 2017 after using racist language in a discussion on Brexit. At the time, she apologised and said it had been an unintentional slip and the whip was returned after 6 months. Miss Morris explained her decision to join Reform, saying, "The country is in a desperate position. I believe now it is Reform UK that offers the vision and leadership Britain so badly needs. I want to play my part in delivering that vision." Her arrival among the party ranks was welcomed by Reform Chairman David Bull, who said, "We are delighted. She brings a wealth of experience with her and will be a crucial part in developing the party's social care policy."
50th anniversary of Church Rock's wreck discovery. Tynmouth will be marking 50 years since the discovery of a historic shipwreck just off its main beach later this month. Teen Heritage Centre will be hosting an afternoon with Simon Burton to commemorate the 50th anniversary of his discovery of the historic Church Rock's wreck. Simon was just 13 years old when he discovered a bronze cannon while snorkeling and spearfishing with his father in the water about 150 metres off the East Cliff shore near St Michael's Church in Tynmouth. At first, Simon thought he had found a lamppost, but when his family brought the object ashore, they discovered it was the barrel of a cannon. After several more years of searching, the family eventually discovered six cannons and the remains of a 16th century sailing vessel. The identity and history of the wreck remain a mystery. The cannon found by Simon was identified as a Venetian saker gun, and the vessel is believed to have been a two-masted carvel, that's a wooden plank-built vessel, similar to the speedy communications and service Zabras that accompanied the Spanish Armada. At the time, Simon's story made national news, and he was interviewed by Peter Purvis on Blue Peter. Later, in 1995, Time Team made a programme about the wreck. The 50th anniversary event takes place at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, July the 26th, with free entry to Teen Heritage. Simon will talk to visitors about his experiences and answer questions. Teen Heritage will show a short film of his Blue Peter interview and display relics from the Church Rock's wreck. Local historian Viv Wilson, MBE, will also be present to sign copies of the book she produced recording the wreck's discovery half a century ago.
Heat wave causing fish deaths at lake. The prolonged spell of hot weather is being blamed for the death of more than 100 fish at Stover Lake. Rangers at Stover Country Park near Newton Abbott have reported that fish in the lake are struggling in the current heat wave. Stover Lake is a shallow man-made lake where the water heats up relatively quickly. As water temperatures increase, dissolved oxygen levels go down, and this has caused some of the fish to die. Staff are working with the Environment Agency, who are monitoring the situation, and an oxygenator is due to be installed, although this won't cover the whole lake. Visitors to Stover are being asked to take extra care not to disturb the fish in the lake during the hot spell. There have been fish deaths at Stover Lake during periods of drought in the past, but the lake is experiencing a brown algal bloom this year, which is further depleting oxygen levels at night and exacerbating the situation. Algal blooms in lakes are primarily caused by excessive nutrients, particularly nitrogen, combined with warm, still weather. The nutrients are washed into the feeder streams, which then end up in the lake. Last year's silt dredging has helped create deeper, cooler areas, which are being used as refuges by some of the fish. It is hoped the water lilies will spread to their former extent now the silt has been removed, which will help shade the water in future. Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Biodiversity, said it is incredibly sad that there have been some dead fish in the lake, but it's an unfortunate consequence of the weather, and staff are removing them as they find them.
Council refuses permission for dedicated dog walking field. A planning application to create a dedicated dog walking field in Liverton has been rejected. The application sought permission to change Liverton Brookfield from an agricultural field to a dedicated dog walking and exercise field. Teignbridge District Council refused to grant permission, saying that the proposal would increase the levels of noise arising from the site throughout the day, giving rise to adverse impacts upon health and the quality of life of local residents, and therefore failing to maintain the residential amenity. The proposal aimed to provide a secure, controlled and accessible space for dog owners and trainers to exercise and socialise their dogs in a safe environment. The application received several objections from nearby residents, as well as an objection from Ilsington Parish Council.